You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We'll move to Sunday's televised games then. Swansea against Middlesbrough is the half one kickoff. Swansea 19-20, the draw 5-2, and Middlesbrough are 16-5. Not much has changed really since Aitor Karanka left at Middlesbrough. Still fairly laboured going forward. They have had the international break to maybe work on some attacking options, but they've not brought anyone else in, and, well, you just can't see them scoring, really. Swansea, on the other hand, since Paul Clement has taken over, have been much better. They are odds on, though, here, Derek, and that rings a few alarm bells with me.
It does, it does. They shouldn't be that short, even against Middlesbrough. I mean, this is such an obvious relegation six-pointer. You know, if the game finishes in the draw, there's a good chance the managers will be asked if they consider a point gained or 5 points dropped. I mean, that's how important it is for both sides, more so for Middlesbrough, who, if they don't get something from this game, they're down. They realise that. Swansea have got a little bit of margin for error, but for Middlesbrough, there's none. Can they raise the game accordingly? I'm not sure that they can. It's just the age-old failing for Middlesbrough. The power to put up front, you just don't see them, you know, pressurising the side. Well, you can see them having the ball for long periods, but you can't see them scoring. Whereas Swansea, you know, when they go forward, they mean business. But Swansea, what, evens 10 to 11, are they? Something like that.
19-20, they are, yeah.
Yeah, they're not good enough, are they, to be back their odds on? You know, I can't see Middlesbrough winning this game. But they fulfil every betting criteria I hold dear. You know, they're playing against an average side, and they're over the 3-1 or more. I've got to go for them. I mean, because it's you know that policy. I know about Dave Kellner and Lee Phelps have laughed at it over the years, but it's always stood me in good stead. And I know if I deserve it this time around, I'll be kicking myself in the car come Sunday afternoon. So I'm not going to. I've got to stay with stick to my principles. And Middlesbrough, only because they're 3-1, play against an average side.
OK. Enhanced odds to get involved with here. We've got Llorente to score Swansea to win, pushed out from 21-10 to 5-2. On Negredo to score Middlesbrough to win from 11-2 to 7-1. I must say, though, Tom, one that really took my eye, take the result out of it, if you like, Swansea to keep a clean sheet, 11-8. Not the worst bet I've ever seen.
No, not at all, actually, because I was looking at Swansea, you know, to win to nil here at 2-1, but maybe I prefer that just for that extra little bit of security, because you could definitely see a nil-nil in this game, 8-1. I mean, I got stung a little bit when these two sides last met back in December. It was actually Middlesbrough's last victory in the Premier League at home, 3-0. And at the time, you know, I thought Swansea, up against the sort of toothless Borough side, had the capabilities of going to the Riverside and getting a result, and they were completely outplayed. Since then, things have changed a little bit for Swansea, and again, the kind of problem is when I'm looking at Middlesbrough is I look down the squad list and I think whatever they've managed to work on under Steve Agnew, you know, and Joe Jordan, they still don't have the personnel, I think, that would strike fear into any Premier League side. And I include Swansea in that bracket. Whereas Swansea, set pieces as they proved at Chelsea with Sigurdsson, you know, and they've got other threats. They've got, they're a team, I think, that know what they're doing a lot more than Middlesbrough. I don't think there's a huge amount that the Middlesbrough sort of coaching staff will have been able to do in the last couple of weeks. This is do or die time for Middlesbrough. They have to go and win this game. So I'm expecting them to change things a little bit. They've got to be more open because they've got to throw the dice. If they do that, I think Swansea could really hurt them because I think Swansea want that. I think they're a team when the game's sort of on its edge. You know, I think Swansea have got the players capable of getting it. So I've got to go with Swansea because I can't make any case whatsoever for Middlesbrough. I mean, they've drawn 4 and lost 7 games since that victory against Swansea at the Riverside. And Swansea have won the last 3 at home. They've scored 7 goals in that process, beating Southampton, Leicester and Burnley. So I'm with Swansea and I'm going to back them to win to nil at 2-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.